The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Monday, April 19th. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, the 2021 NFL Draft begins next Thursday, which means this is the week before. That means that there's probably going to be a lot of news, a lot of notes, so make sure you subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL Show so you don't miss a single thing. Leave a rating, write a review. Those things make us happy. We start in Houston. Obviously, there has been a lot going on with Deshaun Watson and his legal status this offseason. Well, Houston Texans general manager Nick Caserio held a pre-draft press conference on Friday and discussed a number of things like the team's draft strategy, even though they basically have no picks, which is why they have signed 1,000 players in free agency. Caserio was asked about a contingency plan based on how things will or will not pan out with Deshaun Watson and his legal status. Caserio said that he didn't want to deal in any sort of speculation, but he added, quote, "If you want to speculate, you should probably go buy Bitcoin," end quote. All right, let's head to our nation's capital and the Washington football team. Washington general manager Martin Mayhew says that the team is open to trading up or back for the 19th overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft. Now, obviously, we all know that there are going to be quarterbacks taken in the top three picks of the draft. We expect those to be Trevor Lawrence, who we'll get to in just a bit, Zach Wilson, and probably Justin Fields. Obviously, Mac Jones is another player in this particular discussion. Now, there is Trey Lance, who we will also get to in just a brief moment here. So there are five quarterbacks that are ultimately probably going to go in the first round. Now, according to NFL Network, Washington could be in the running for the fifth quarterback whenever that ultimately happens. By the way, again, speaking of Trey Lance, he will be having his second pro day today on Monday, and the Atlanta Falcons are reportedly going to have their full allotment of three personnel. So maybe four quarterbacks go in the top four picks, whether it's Atlanta, somebody else. Very interesting times. Moving on, the Cleveland Browns obviously landed Jadeveon Clowney last week, and as a result, when something goes up, something comes down. That's right, the Cleveland Browns released defensive tackle Sheldon Richardson on Friday, who was due more than $12 million this coming season. Essentially, Jadeveon Clowney's salary replaced Richardson's. We will see where Sheldon Richardson ultimately ends up this season. The Chicago Bears have a new wide receiver, Marquise Goodwin, now playing in the Windy City. And this doesn't necessarily have to do with a player transaction, but you might have seen over the course of the last week a story about Aaron Donald and a brawl in Southside Pittsburgh. Well, the man who accused Aaron Donald of beating him up has now apologized. So that is that when it comes to Aaron Donald. Let's move, though, to the 2021 NFL draft. We talked, obviously, about quarterbacks. It's quite possible that the first player taken, if the first four picks are quarterbacks, is offensive tackle Penei Sewell out of Oregon. Projected top five pick Sewell has reportedly been trading at both right and left tackle. So, say the Cincinnati Bengals are the team that ultimately takes him. They can play him on one side. Sometimes when tackles enter the NFL, they're played on the right side before they establish themselves as players. We'll see what the Bengals or whoever else ultimately ends up doing with Sewell his rookie season. Let's talk about projected number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence, obviously quarterback out of Clemson, who, by the way, apparently got some gifts from Jaguars fans, some wedding gifts. So congratulations to Trevor Lawrence and his bride. But you might have also seen there was a story that Sports Illustrated did that talked about Trevor Lawrence and kind of his status in life and his alleged commitment to the game of football, to the National Football League, and everything else in between. Some people were saying on the internet, you know how that place can be, that Trevor Lawrence doesn't necessarily love the game. Well, Lawrence felt compelled to issue a statement by way of three different tweets. Oh yeah, a big time thread. Quote, It seems as if people are misreading my sentiment. I am internally motivated. I love football as much or more than anyone. It is a huge priority in my life, obviously. I am driven to be the best I can be and to maximize my potential and to win. I have a lot of confidence in my work ethic. I love to grind and to chase my goals. You can ask anyone who has been in my life. That being said, I am secure in who I am and what I believe. I don't need football to make me feel worthy as a person. I purely love the game and everything that comes with it. The work, the team, the ups and downs. I am a firm believer in the fact that there is a plan for my life, and I'm called to be the best I can be at whatever I am doing. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk, LOL. If you doubted that Trevor Lawrence loves football, it seems plain as day, clear as can be, that he definitely loves the game. He will be the NFL's number one overall pick just, 8, 9, 10, whatever days from now. I don't know how to do that math. Let's keep going. We have some updates on rules, or updates in terms of rules to come. The Baltimore Ravens withdrew their proposal to add an 8th official, aka a sky judge, so that won't be happening this offseason. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero did note, though, that there are 2 official proposals with strong support to pass. Number 1, the competition committee's proposal for expanded booth to official communication with video. Nice. Number 2, easing restrictions on who can wear what jersey numbers. This has inspired a lot of debate, and if this ultimately happens, we will start to see running backs and wide receivers and defensive backs and linebackers in the single digits. A lot of NFL players have kind of played around on Twitter and social media that if that ends up being the case, they would want to switch back to numbers that they wore in college or numbers that they think are cool now. According to the report from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, there could be, quote, some hurdles for veteran players looking to change their numbers. So we will see how that goes. We do have a COVID update of sorts. According to NFL Network, the NFLPA informed players that the league does not intend to discipline players in the offseason for high-risk COVID contacts, such as going to bars or indoor events, so players who do report to voluntary workouts do not have to live in quarantine. And obviously, the subject of voluntary workouts has been one of much consternation for the last couple of weeks. We got statements via the NFLPA for the following teams over the weekend: the Pittsburgh Steelers, Atlanta Falcons, Los Angeles Chargers, New York Jets, Miami Dolphins, Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers, New Orleans Saints, Baltimore Ravens, and the Philadelphia Eagles. And that about does it for all the latest news going on in the world of the National Football League. I am RJ Ochoa. You can hear me later on today here on the SB Nation NFL Show on the latest episode of Monday Football Monday, where Brandon Leegout will be sitting in for Pete Sweeney. It's going to be a great time, so make sure you join us. Subscribe, leave a rating, write a review. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow.